If you're looking for yoga eye exercise to improve your eyesight, then this is the yoga video for you. Hi, I'm Melissa from Yoga with Melissa. I offer real yoga for real people. We are all about connection. Connection with a teacher and teachings that allow you to connect with your true self and to a community of people who support each other on a genuine path of spiritual transformation. If you're new here, thank you so much for subscribing and turning on those notifications. In the month of January of 2018, I am putting out a brand new video like this every single day for our New Year 30-Day Yoga Challenge. On day 23, our video will be about foot pain relief for yoga for standing all day. On day 24, we will have another standing all day video that will be great for back pain relief. So if you stand all day, those will be some great videos. And then on day 25, it will be yoga after sitting all day at the office, and it's going to be for hip pain and back pain again. So if those videos sound helpful to you, then when you subscribe and press that little bell, they will show up in your subscription feed on YouTube. Now, before I show you the best yoga poses to increase your vision, I want to point you to some additional resources. They are some previous classes that I have done on this topic. So one is a 1-hour yoga video on how to improve your eyesight with yoga. So if you click show more, the link will be in the show notes. And the other is a 6-minute eye yoga video with eye yoga exercises and their benefits. Also available when you click show more, the link will be in the show notes. So now more than ever, it is important to focus on the health of our eyes because we spend so much time focusing on screens, and the visual cortex of our brain is overstimulated and our eyes are constantly moving, trying to focus. Now, yoga actually slows the synaptic firings of the neocortex, and it promotes a parasympathetic response in your body. In other words, that rest and digest that our bodies really need. Now, we can relieve your eyes right now from their overstimulation with an eye yoga exercise called palming. Now, the way that you do palming is you simply rub your hands together until they become hot, and then you place your hands over your eyelids without any pressure, and you feel the warmth bathing your eyes, and that energy will be transmitted into your eye muscles. It's very relaxing. You feel the eyes bathe in soothing darkness. Your hands can remain there until the heat from the hands have been absorbed by your eyes, and just really feel that nourishment, the comfort, the support, and the health of your eyes improving. The benefit is that it relaxes and it revitalizes your eyes, and it helps to improve your vision, and it promotes the health of your eyes. The second exercise is called sideways viewing. And the way that it works is you raise your arms to the sides at shoulder height, you keep them straight, you point the thumbs up, and the thumbs will be in your peripheral vision. And your head faces forward, and you inhale in the center, and you look up to your third eye, you exhale and you look to your left thumb, you inhale up, and then you exhale, you look to your right thumb, and you repeat this back and forth. It relaxes the tension of the eye muscles from reading strain and computer eye strain, and it corrects squinting. The next one is front and sideways viewing. You put your left thumb in front and your right thumb to the right of your body. You inhale, you look up to the third eye, you exhale, you look to the thumb in the front. And then you inhale, you look up, and you look to the thumb on the right. This improves the coordination of the medial and lateral muscles of your eyes. The next one is called rotational viewing. You circle your right thumb 5 times clockwise and 5 times counterclockwise. You inhale on the upper arc of the circle and you exhale on the bottom arc of the circle. This restores balance in the muscles surrounding the eyes. It improves the coordinated activities of both the eyeballs. Then there's up and down viewing. You raise and lower your right and left thumbs 5 times, each thumb inhaling while you raise your eyes and exhale while you lower your eyes. This balances the upper and lower eyeball muscles. The final one is a drishti. You bring your thumb to the tip of your nose and then you straighten your arm out. You keep focusing on your thumb tip and you bring it in and out. You breathe as your thumb is drawing in towards your nose and you retain while you hold your thumb at your tip of your nose and you breathe out while your arm straightens out. This improves the focusing power of your eye muscles. Now, if you made it all the way to the end of this video, put "I can see clearly now" in the comments. And thank you so much for pressing that like button. We go through this in more detail in that longer video in the show notes, so I would encourage you to go to that video for sure. It goes through it a lot more slowly and in more detail. If you know somebody who would benefit from this video, please share it with them. And also, thank you so much for watching, and we will see you tomorrow when we will do a video on how to deal with foot pain after standing all day. Namaste.